You're with Jacinta Parsons on ABC Radio.
Thomas Caldwell, film critic and programmer, how are you?
I'm good. I thought I'd just sneak in and talk about a film.
We love hearing from you, Thomas Caldwell, on your movie selections and insights. You've done one and you've posted it on our website as well.
I have, and here's the thing. The film I want to talk about, Nomadland, this film is a breath of fresh air, and it's a film about reevaluating the way you live life and embracing a spirit of sort of community and caring for others. So, you know, this works out really well. It's a really, really powerful, beautiful film by Chinese-born but US-based filmmaker Chloe Zhao. And it's based on a non-fiction book from a few years ago, also called Nomadland, which is looking at this sort of new community of mainly older Americans who, after the recession of the late 2000s, have embraced this transient lifestyle of sort of living out of vans and other vehicles while they travel around the country looking for seasonal work. And a lot of these actual nomadic people portray versions of themselves in the film. So it's almost got a bit of a documentary feel to it, and it definitely blurs the boundaries between reality and fiction. But at the heart of this film is Frances McDormand playing this lead character, this woman named Fern. And it's really good casting, putting a recognisable, acclaimed Hollywood actor in this film, because at first she is something of an outsider as she starts to learn about this nomadic lifestyle and sort of embrace the friendship and wisdom of the other people she meets on the road. But so quickly, McDormand's sort of star persona vanishes. She gives such a naturalistic and authentic performance in this film that before too long, you really believe she's part of this migratory community.
We had an opportunity to speak to Jessica Broody yesterday. We're going to pop that interview up, the author of the book that this film has been inspired by. What's really interesting, Thomas Caldwell, is that the characters, the humans involved in that story, have made their way onto the screen.
Yeah, a lot of the people were sought out to directly be involved in the film. And it was sort of fascinating reading about how much of their stories were sort of written for the film and how much was based on their real experiences. Because the film really has this extraordinary authenticity. And like I said, it's really amazing that Frances McDormand does not feel like the big actor in the film. She really feels like she's part of this community. I think it's worth mentioning that a lot of people are sort of motivated to embrace this lifestyle through, you know, circumstances such as work options vanishing and, you know, entire industries being shut down, or in the case of the main character, her entire town is basically erased off the map. But this isn't a film about poverty and hardship necessarily. I mean, it doesn't romanticise the menial labour they have to do and the challenges of living in a van, but it really is more of an emotional film. And as we get to know Fern and some of these other characters, we find out that there is grief and loss often motivating these people to sort of physically move on, hit the road, so they can emotionally move on. And they find this really beautiful solidarity and friendship with each other. And that's where I think the film really sort of wins you over. I mean, Fern wants to be by herself, but she also forms these beautiful friendships. And there's nothing really contradictory about that in the way it's presented. So it's a sublimely beautiful film. I mean, both visually in terms of these incredible tracking shots you get of, you know, the American desert at dawn, or just moments where some of these people open up to Fern, or even when she opens up more towards the end of the film, and really you see the vulnerability and souls of these people revealed on screen. And by the end of the film, you realise you've been through this real emotional odyssey that really resonates.
It really does. I have had an opportunity to see it as well, Thomas, and it's just one of those beautiful, sprawling, quiet films that takes you into a nice, deep place in our heart.
That sums it up perfectly.
Well, thank you very much.
A pleasure.